about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Do you notice how I am enunciating? I am making my O sounds long O's, and I am trying to enunciate my consonants pretty well, you know, because I don't want to mumble. Oh, here's the medical news. Blah, blah, blah. Speaking of some news, it looks like the judge has accepted a not guilty plea from James Holmes, okay, by reason of insanity for the Aurora, Colorado shooting rampage. The judge was supposed to rule in as of this morning. Judge Carlos Samore Jr. of the state's 18th Judicial District, and I guess he is accepting the not guilty plea by reason of insanity by James Holmes, which I think is probably one of the most ridiculous bullcrap pleas I have ever heard of. And I'm not a lawyer, so I could say that. I mean, honestly, the guy shoots, kills multiple people, injures tens of people in an Aurora, Colorado shooting, but because he's insane, not guilty. Are you kidding me? All right, he's insane. Anybody who shoots up a bunch of people in a movie theater, not to mention dresses up like the Joker when the Dark Knight had nothing to do with the Joker, is insane. Okay, that's not even a variable. That's a given. The guy's insane. Now, why are we even questioning guilty versus not guilty by reason of insanity? The guy is insane. Did he? And he's going to try to plead not guilty because of that. Oh, I wasn't myself. Oh, I wasn't taking my medications. Well, then you shouldn't be, right, in our beautiful country or on our soil or around our wonderful citizens if you're that messed up. Okay, so not guilty by reason of insanity. That's ridiculous. He's still guilty. All right. I know I didn't try him yet, but I didn't. Wasn't he there with the guns? I mean, why can't we say, for all intents and purposes, guilty? I mean, he was, running around with the guns. I know he has his trial. He gets his trial. But, I mean, don't plead not guilty if you did it. That's baloney. That's the problem, I think, with our justice system. All right? If you are insane, okay, you could be considered not guilty of a crime. Should that be allowed? I mean, if you commit a crime, you commit a crime. Whether you had the intent, whether you were on drugs, whether you didn't take your drugs, whether you thought the devil took over your body, if your anatomy, if your skeleton and your muscles and your pectoralis major and your pectoralis minor and your gluteus maximus and gluteus medius and minimus and your uvula was at the site of the crime and you were somehow holding the gun that caused the shooting, I don't care where your mind was at, you were there. Your body was there. Whoever owns the body is busted, whether your mind was there or not. I don't get that. That's, again, probably why I'm never going to go into law. I just think if you're guilty and you did it, none of this technicality baloney. If somebody is that insane where he's going to shoot up a theater full of people, then he has no business being around people, whether he was insane or not. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, they'll still put him in a mental institution. Well, wait a second. What about John Hinckley Jr.? Doesn't John Hinckley Jr., who shot President Reagan and multiple other Secret Service and people around President Reagan at the time, doesn't he want out? Doesn't he want parole? Isn't he, going to libraries and reading books on presidential assassinations? Okay, John Hinckley Jr. wants to get out. Okay, and I don't really think he's, been cured of his insanity. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, well, we got a lot more to talk about. I guess there's an elephant at an Oregon zoo that has tuberculosis. I don't know how that's going to work with the zoo. I don't know how you quarantine an elephant, if you even have room to quarantine an elephant. Then I guess there's a demand for quote-unquote healthier chocolates. in the U.S. I guess a demand for healthier chocolates is on the rise in U.S. I don't know who the hell would be demanding that. I mean, chocolate is chocolate. Please don't mess that up. I mean, they already did enough damage with Diet Coke. All right. Anyway, then we have where people with OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, may actually benefit from brain surgery. If you have OCD, would you want to take a pill or would you want to get brain surgery? So as you can see, we got a very interesting show. I don't make this stuff up. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We also need to talk about this hepatitis A outbreak. I can't tell you how many people came into my office yesterday, wanted to be screened for hepatitis A. Now, the reason why is there's a frozen berry mix that was sold to Costco by an Oregon company, and the Oregon company is now recalling it because it has been linked to at least 34 hepatitis A illnesses in 5 states. I like frozen berries. The problem I have with berries that you get in the store, I know I'm going off on a tangent, tough. The berries that you get in the store, they don't stay fresh that long. And so I get the frozen berries, I defrost them, I mix them with some low-calorie Cool Whip, and that's dessert. You could even throw it on some low-calorie shortbread or something, right? Right? Mama's little baby loves shortening bread. Throw some berries on it, throw some whipped cream on it. Yummy summer dish. Anyway, the FDA said Tuesday that Townsend Farms of Fairview, Oregon is recalling one of its frozen organic antioxidant blend. All right, illnesses were reported in Nevada, where I practice, Arizona, California, Colorado, New Mexico, and Hawaii. Kind of surprising anybody eats anything frozen in Hawaii. All right, so anyway, hepatitis A can be very contagious. It could hurt the liver. You can't actually die from hepatitis A, even though it's not B or C and doesn't cause liver cancer. You can still die from it. Pretty bad illness. But usually it is self-resolving in our healthier folk. And so we're screening people for hepatitis A now if they've eaten that frozen berry mix. Speaking of eating, they say vegetarian diets are the healthiest. Let's talk about some of these vegetarian dishes and see if we could swallow them. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
GCN listeners have their minds wide open, and open minds are inventive minds. America urgently needs new products and services to grow companies and to create new jobs. I'm Russ Weinzimmer of Russ Weinzimmer & Associates PC, a national law firm helping individuals and small companies across the U.S. As a GCN listener myself, I know this country is in deep trouble and it's time to take action. Even if you've never worked with a patent attorney before, we will work with you to get strong strategic protection for your invention. Just contact us for a free consultation to see if you can become a client. We are registered patent attorneys, so all consultations are completely confidential. Just go to strategicpatentlaw.com or call 800-621-3654 for your free consultation. That's 800-621-3654 or go to strategicpatentlaw.com. From your mind to the marketplace.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to my XM listeners who listen on channel 244 XM. Big thanks to my Talk Superstation listeners, KDWN, all our affiliates out there. Thank you so much. Now, you know, I want this show that I do to be about things that you want to hear. Unfortunately, though, I have a job to do. And as a physician and a board-certified family doctor, it is my job to inform you of medical stories that are supposed to be good for your health. Whether I want to take this on or if I want to have a, do as I say and not as I do approach, I still have to report the stories. Hence, a vegetarian diet has been reported to reduce risk of early death. So I need to promote vegetarian diets. All right. Now, you know what though? I think we can make this segment work. Okay. Because I have some list of vegetarian dishes and we'll see if maybe we could, you know, try to make them edible. Now let me just say we are not making fun of vegetarians or vegans on this show. There is no reason to. Okay, I'm actually jealous of vegetarians and vegans. I am. I'm extremely envious of them because they could get through a meal without there being meat. I'm envious. I think they have amazing willpower and they have probably the best poops on this side of the Mississippi. And I'm very envious of them. I should be a vegetarian or a vegan. I just don't have the willpower. I'm not a god. I mean, I'm only a human. It's difficult. All right. Now, the study of more than 70,000 people this week showed that vegetarian diets were linked to lower death rates when compared to meat eaters. Now, this was published in the June 3 JAMA Internal Medicine, the Journal of American Medical Association. All right. And they say that vegetarian diets can help prevent chronic diseases and improve longevity. Now, there are different types of vegetarians, okay? You got the non-vegetarian group, which I think a lot of us fall into, right? So if you want to, you know, if you're on a date and you want to kind of, you know, show off and, you know, let the lady know, yeah, I'm considered one of the vegetarians, really? Yeah, I'm considered a non-vegetarian. A non-vegetarian, maybe she doesn't hear the non part. That's basically us meat eaters. Then you got the semi-vegetarians. Then you have the pesco vegetarians, which include fish and seafood. Pescado, right? Y maria, well, forget it. All right. Then you got the lacto-ovo vegetarians. Now, your lacto-ovo, no, they don't lactate. It just includes dairy and egg products. Those are the lacto-ovo vegetarian. And then you got the vegan. And the vegans exclude all animal products. Now, 8% of the participants were vegans. God bless them. 29% were lacto-ovo vegetarians. 15% occasionally ate meat, including fish. All right? Now, when they looked at these people, 2,500 died during that time when they followed them for 7 years. They say 7 out of every 1,000 meat eaters died each year compared to 5 or 6 vegetarians. So you're only talking about one more life spared. But they said that amounted to a 12% lower chance of dying for vegetarians during the study period. Okay, so whether you're a loco, octo, ovo, mariscos, camarones, carne asada type of vegetarian, let's take a look at some vegan and vegetarian recipes and see if, you know, we could kind of make this work, okay? You know what? Bear with it. Okay, let's got to give credit where credit's due. This is coming from, it's a website called The Kitchen, okay? This is called 25 Vegetarian Vegan Meals, right, from 2009, okay? We could commit a couple minutes to this. Come on, bear with us, okay? One vegan recipe they suggest was a curried udon, noodle stir fry. A curry udon noodle stir fry. If they sell that at McDonald's, I'll buy it. Next, couscous with raisins, pine nuts, and capers. I could do that. I could do a couscous. I could. I mean, I may want to throw a little bit of lamb and gyro meat in it, but I'll okay. Then there's something called hijiki with carrots. My guess is hijiki is not a meat, all right? But if it's a vegan recipe and they say with carrots, my guess is it's supposed to look like a meat. Then, of course, vegans always benefit from a nice hefty dish of baked tofu. Yum. We are not making fun of the vegans. We are not. We are actually admiring them. By this, these vegans are the ones that are coming up with vegetarian diets and vegan diets for us so we don't die early, okay? You know, cut them some slack here. Then there's something called a vegetarian Guinness stew. I know many of us that love our stews, that's an oxymoron. I get that. Stews should have meat, all right? That's what makes stew sound so manly and chunky and beefy. But I guess you could have a vegetarian stew. Now, for some of you manly men, you could actually have a tofu steak with miso and ginger. You are not turning off the radio. You are not turning off the radio. You're going to listen to this. Next, vegans or vegetarians suggest we meat eaters can eat very simple dal palak. I don't know what the hell that is. Or you could have a nice hearty meal of watercress and cabbage stir fry. I can't do this much longer. Come on, vegans, you got to give us something. Okay, here's one. A vegan corn tamale. Muy delicioso. Me gusta tamales. All right, I can handle a tamale, but it's vegan. You could also, if you're living in Los Angeles, ask for a fresh vegetable sandwich. Now, this one sounds like it's really going to make you fart. It's a... I'm sorry. Hey. Listen. I'm sorry. You know... Why can't I do the chocolate story? Okay, Brienne's Pellets. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're trying to get through vegetarian and vegan meal ideas. Oh my gosh, I'm getting fired. We're trying to come up with a list of vegetarian and vegan meals. I'm crying. Okay, look, it has to be done, people. Vegetarians live longer. We got to do this. Come on. Here we go. Brienne's polenta with black beans and coconut tomato. Okay, let's move on. A Quebecca thieves a lard or maple baked beans. That's the vegan version. Oh, my gosh. Okay. No, we're not done. We're doing vegetarian and vegan ideas. You could have black rice with edamames. I love edamames. All right. You could have Lauren's New Orleans-style vegan muffaletta. Don't know what muffaletta is, but I bet there's no meat or muffins in it. You could have potato tacos. Tacos de papa. That sounds good. You could have apple muffins for a meal. That sounds good. Okay, let's go to vegetarians. I think the vegan was too strict for a lot of us. Whew. Okay, what could you do as a vegetarian meal to live longer? There's something called a nut loaf. And I guess you make this nut loaf look like a meatloaf, right? And close your eyes when you eat it. Then there's something called, my men are going to like this one, especially my truckers out there, butternut squash, sage, and Parmesan pasties. Then we got best ever veggie burgers from North Star Cafe. Vegetarians and vegans also suggest a banh mi with lemongrass tofu. A banh mi, that better be an alcoholic beverage. Then, now this I could do, grilled eggplant topped with goat cheese and tomato. That I could maybe do. And then there's a spaghetti squash with avocado and Parmesan. All right, did I give you enough ideas? Whew. Are you going to change your diet? Man, listen, this is what I suggest for us meat eaters. All joking aside, for us meat eaters, let's cut back. I mean, remember when we were all poor, right? We didn't eat meat every day. If we got meat in a meal, that was really special, you know, on the weekend or something. Usually it was a pasta or a rice dish or something. So what I suggest you do is try to have two meals a week. Let's just start slow. I don't want anybody going into seizures. Two meals a week that are vegetarian, okay? Like a pasta, a vegetarian lasagna, just two meals a week, people. Come on, give it a try. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I think I got the giggles out. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. I know you guys have Facebook accounts. I know you have Twitter accounts. We have a Facebook page. That's usually what I'm on throughout the day. So it's great to be able to communicate with you, answer some of your questions. That's what I do. That's my job, which I am hoping to keep after that last segment. All right. I know. Oh, you always worry, what if the boss is a vegetarian? Now, like I said, I like vegetarians and vegans. We do not make fun of vegetarians and vegans, right, because they're probably the healthiest people out there. I'm really proud of them. It's just, you know, it's very hard to tell a meat eater, you know, to make themselves a, you know, a pasty, you know, with goat cheese and arugula and watercress sprouts topped with some tofu. That's kind of tough to take. Now, speaking of us meat eaters, many of us have high cholesterol. I don't have high cholesterol yet. Yep. You know, honestly, I really don't eat that much meat. I'm really not. I mean, I like fish and I like chicken. I don't like fish. I'm sorry. I like chicken. And so I'll eat chicken. Fish, I mean, I'll hold my nose and I'll close my eyes and I'll try to get it down. You know, we went on the last Dr. Dahlia cruise to Alaska. We got a whole bunch of salmon and a whole bunch of halibut. And I figured I could cook it up, and I'd like the taste. I really can't stand it. So I don't even know if I want to. I mean, I like fishing. I love fishing. I just don't like to eat the fish. Luckily, my husband eats the fish, so it doesn't go to waste. But cholesterol medication is back in the news, the statin medication, my favorite group of medications ever. Now they say that people taking cholesterol medication like Zocor and Lipitor and Crestor may be at slightly increased risk for sprains and strains. And you may be at more at risk for joint diseases. Now remember, these medications, these statins, would very commonly cause muscle aches. So for some of you that go, well, wait a second, this isn't anything new. It actually is. This is kind of new. Okay? You know, the statin medications will cause muscle aches and some joint pain. But we didn't think it was related to strains and sprains. Now, a strain is an issue you have with your muscle. A sprain is an issue you have with your ligament. So you could sprain your knee or you could strain your knee. You usually sprain your knee or your ankle because of the ligaments, sprain ligament. Whereas strain, back strain. You see, you guys kind of got that difference? Good, it's going to be on the boards. Okay, so a new study based on nearly 14,000 U.S. active duty soldiers and veterans confirmed an association between the statin medications and musculoskeletal injuries and diseases. But they say the findings need to be replicated in more studies, all right, and it should not deter people at risk from heart disease to taking the medications. They do not want you to avoid taking your cholesterol medication because you're worried about getting a knee sprain. Now, this is what I say, and many of you guys ask me about cholesterol medication and if you should take it and do you need it and why should you take it. And that's what I'm here for, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. For me, I mean, I've seen too many people have heart attacks and die that I really don't give a damn about the knee sprain. But that being said, you know, having musculoskeletal issues, having joint issues can be dangerous in and of themselves. So me as a family doctor, I like to compromise. So I want to get the cholesterol down as low as I can without you hurting. You know, some of the cardiologists I work with, my patients will say, you know, he put me on a cholesterol medicine and I ache. So I'm like, well, let me take you off and change it. And he said, no. My cardiologist said, no. He doesn't care if I ache on it. He wants me to stay on it. Well, of course, because these medications we know save lives. These statin medications are my favorite medications. My problem is if a medication hurts you and you're aching, I mean, you know, how long are you going to stick with it? A medicine is only good, and I've said this before, one, if it works, two, if it's accessible, like if it's affordable, okay? I mean, what good is a medication that's not on your formulary and it's going to cost you a couple hundred dollars a month to buy? And then three, if it doesn't really have side effects that prevents you from taking it, all right? And if a medication has side effects that prevents you from taking it, how good could that medicine be? Now, we talked about why people ache because of the cholesterol medication, why it would make them ache, and it's because most of your cholesterol is made in your muscle. Then the next highest amount of cholesterol is made in your liver. So, that's a great trivia question. If you guys are ever at a party, that's a great answer. Where's most of your cholesterol made? Oh, the liver. No, the muscle. So, because the cholesterol is made in the muscle, you guys don't play trivia games anymore? I don't play Trivia Pursuit because I really don't know the answers to any of those things. You know. All right. If most of the cholesterol is made in the muscle, then if the medicine has to work there, and when the medicine works there, you may notice a side effect of muscle aches. I like to run something called a CPK to test for muscle enzyme elevations, to test for inflammation. And if it's fine and you go, I'm just a little achy, you know, and your cholesterol is phenomenal and you were at high risk for heart disease, I'll just let it lie for a little bit. But if you're like, I can't stand this, Dahlia, it hurts. Okay, we try to switch a medicine. And believe it or not, some of these medications, even if they're in the same family or the same class, some of them will cause you ache, some won't. Now, some of you say it's a class effect. No matter what, I ache with any of the medicines. All right, you do. I don't call you a wussy. I mean, that's important. Fine, I take you off the medicine. But for some of you, you're like, you know what? I did well with Lipitor, but not Zocor. Or Zocor I'm fine with, just don't give me Crestor or whatever. And so then fine. But I think we could find the right amount for you. I think a big mistake some doctors do is they throw you on too high a dose. What I love about Crestor is they have the 5 milligram dose. So when most of you are thrown on a 20 milligram tablet, I could try a 5-milligram tablet of Crestor, see how you guys do. If you don't ache, and I notice your cholesterol falling nicely, sometimes 5 milligrams does the trick. If it doesn't, I could then go up another 5 milligrams to bring it to the 10 milligrams. You see, kids, why you need to know your math, and you could be a doctor like me. So I'll then go up to like the 10 milligrams. And then if you did well with that, wonderful. One of my relatives, his doctor in New York, had thrown him immediately on 40 milligrams Lipitor, so he went from 0 to 40. And overnight, he went into a huge muscle reaction called rhabdomyolysis and was in the ICU. Pretty scary stuff. He lived, thank God. But I would rather you guys go easy on that. Now, this isn't the first group of medication that we've heard could make your joints a little weak. And by weak, they found that statin users were 13% more likely to suffer dislocations, sprains, and strains. What other group of medication can also cause joint weakness? The floxacins, right? Like your Cipro antibiotic, your Levaquin antibiotic, Avalox, etc. Those antibiotics, again, one of my favorites, they are known to have some issues with possible tendon ruptures. So whenever I put a patient on Cipro for an epididymitis or a UTI, etc., I tell them to avoid playing racquetball for a couple of days or tennis, whatever, because I don't want them to get a tendon rupture. Okay? So that's the skinny on cholesterol medication. Sounds good? All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess there's an increasing demand, I don't know who would be demanding it, for healthier chocolate. So I guess since we know that chocolate could be healthy, but it's only healthy when it's like 99% bitter, how do we get our chocolate fix while being healthy? So we know many companies are trying to play around with fruit juices and it's really not working. All right? And we also know that chocolate is going to be in short supply by 2030. So even though I really don't want anybody messing with my Hershey's chocolate bar, all right, there are manufacturers that are going to be coming up with some newer types of chocolate snacks. And hopefully that'll satisfy us chocoholics. I'm going to have very low expectations for this. You have to. Because, you know, if you think it's going to taste like a chocolate bar, you'll be shocked. But if you expect it to taste like something like crap and it tastes pretty good, you may be okay. Right? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, should OCD patients get brain surgery? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other
Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Survivalists, for you, being prepared is more than just a precaution. It's a way of life. And now it's time to gear up at the Prepare to Endure Expo. Coming to the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California, Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th. Together with the Wounded Heroes Fund and 511 Tactical, listen to nationally known speakers like Tim Ralston from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers and the survival mom, Lisa Bedford. Take a survival class and learn skills that can save a life and last forever. Check out the latest and greatest products at the Longevity booth and shop for deeply discounted survival gear and preparedness items from over 60 vendors. Visit preparetoendure.com. Active military and kids 16 and under are free, and your ticket is good for both days. If you and your family attend one event this year, this should be it. Survival favors the prepared, and the Prepare to Endure Expo will entertain and educate everyone in your family. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th at the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. preparetoendure.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you wants to know what episode of Pawn Stars, because they play replays. One of the episodes of Pawn Stars I was in was Close But No Cigar. Another episode that just aired was Rick and Roll. So those are those two, and I think another one is going to be coming up soon. So I'll keep you guys posted. William writes, Doctor, I've been diagnosed with a liver condition, and my specialist can't speak English. I'm sorry, not funny. I can't change doctors with my plan. They are the only group in my town, and no one in this group speaks English, or it's broken to the point where I don't understand. Can I have you translate what is going on with me, and how can I find an English-speaking doctor? Okay, William, you didn't give me your medical condition, so I can't tell you what's going on, but if you're listening to this, and I'll email you back, let me know what your condition is, so I can at least then give you my opinion. Are you guys noticing that? Are you guys noticing that less and less doctors are speaking English? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, sometimes I worry about my grammar, right, and my pronunciation of things, and I get nervous that people think my English, I mean, I speak too fast. I notice a lot of the foreign doctors actually speak more clearly and more grammatically correct English than we English folk do. Not English, not English British, but like regular American folk do. Yes, more and more doctors are foreign. And we talked about this yesterday, how it's very difficult to attract American doctors, American students, to go into medical school. Once many of the state legislatures okay that give the AOK for nurse practitioners and physician assistants to be autonomous and independent from doctors and to be able to open up their own practices, not really a lot of incentive for doctors then to become doctors, for, you know, medical students to become doctors. They might as well then become nurse practitioners or physician assistants because it's less expensive and less school. And you still get to take care of patients. And being able to open up your own practice, you'll still be able to make decent money as opposed to the doctors who aren't really making decent money now anyway. And you're going to see less and less of that. And so thankfully, we are still attracting physicians, but many of them are from other countries. Now, many of them do speak English, but the accent is sometimes so thick that you can't understand. And I also noticed that some of you will complain that your doctor doesn't speak English when they actually do, but they don't talk like an American would. And, you know, mind you, that's okay. I mean, I'm not mad at you for saying that. Nobody's insulting anybody. I mean, we're just being honest here. But, you know, I'll get complaints that you know, a specialist I send somebody to doesn't speak, you know, English. And they do, but what had happened is they were talking about a condition, like, let's say, hepatitis C. I'll send somebody to a specialist with hepatitis C. They come back saying, he said I could get liver cancer and die. I want a new doctor. All right? Okay, so then you're like, okay, well, how did the conversation go? Well, the specialist probably said, you know, we need to treat this. If the patient said, I don't want to treat the hepatitis, what happens if I don't? The specialist probably said hepatitis C could cause you to have liver cancer and die. Okay? Yet an American doctor like me is kind of says things a little differently. Okay? So when I have a person go, if I have hepatitis C, why should I treat it? Okay? Now, if I'm in a bad mood and if I'm tired and I'm full of patience that day and I don't have time to sit here and hold somebody's hand, I'll be like, look, you know, this is some serious stuff. You know, you could get liver cancer, you could die, you know, it's serious stuff. But for the most part, if I have the time and I see that the person is scared and they're not being defensive, I'm like, look, you know, going through a hepatitis C treatment is tough. The interferon, that's a witch. I get that. That is tough. But hepatitis C could sit there and fester. And when hepatitis C festers in the liver, it can cause some of these cells to start going rogue. Going rogue means liver cancer. And liver cancer is not one of the best cancers to get. That's a very difficult cancer to beat. And if you go into liver failure because of this hepatitis, liver failure could cause death. So not treating it could have some risks. Now, you see, look at the time I spent. Look at how I hemmed and hawed, etc. All right. You know, when somebody learns a second language, they don't learn how to beat around the bush and how to use euphemisms and how to inflect their voice. When I learned Spanish, Spanish is a second language for me. All right. It was donde está la biblioteca? Where is the library? All right. It didn't, you know, I wasn't taught how to start out going, you know, I'm an avid reader. I really dig Stephen King books. So I want to make a, you know, jolt to the library and see what they got. I can't say that in Spanish. All I can say is, ¿dónde está la biblioteca? Where is the library? ¿Aquí o allá? Allí, ah, bien, gracias. Muy bien. All right, you know what I mean? So I sound very direct because when you learn another language, all right, it's a little bit more difficult. Now, I have gotten to the point with my Spanish where I can make jokes, all right, because I have a lot of Hispanic patients. and I want to be able to, you know, make jokes. I don't want to not be a funny doctor. I like who I am. So I've kind of learned, and I come up with jokes. Unfortunately, it's the same joke over and over again. Okay? Una doctora y una ginecologico era en un bañar. I'm trying to say they were both in a bathtub. Anyway. But, you know, you guys have a point. Many of you are being taken care of doctors that may not be able to communicate with you as well. My recommendation would be one of a few things. Number one is have somebody that speaks that language come in with you. All right. But if you don't have a Pakistani friend or you don't have an Indian friend or a Russian friend or a Mexican friend, etc., another thing you could do is ask if a nurse could go in with you to the doctor. And the nurse who's worked with the doctor will already be a little bit more immune to the accent and be able to understand the doctor more. So then you could go to the nurse and go, what did he just say? You see? All right? I mean, it's tough. It's tough. This is America, and English is going to be just one of the languages spoken. And the way we grew up hearing it, many people learning the English, and God bless them for trying and learning English, may not be speaking the way we expect them to speak. And I'm here to help. William, if you want to send me what your liver disorder is, I'll try to do whatever translation I can with it. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, obsessive-compulsive disorder. Obsessive-compulsive disorder we talk a lot about, all right? Some of us will admit we have a little of it, right? We leave the house, we drive on a trip, and we go, oh, my gosh, did I shut off the oven? Did I shut off the oven? We got to go back. And your husband's like, really? All right. But if you keep doing that 7 times a day, every day, all right, that's OCD. Now, obsessive-compulsive disorder sometimes could respond to the SSRIs like Zoloft, right, the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. But they're finding that sometimes people will not be able to cure from their OCD. And OCD could really limit you in life's activities. Like some of you will be hand washers. You'll be such an OCD hand washer that your hands will sometimes start to bleed and crack. You could have repetitive thoughts, repetitive behaviors, etc. So apparently there's a study looking at lobotomies that were practiced back in the 1940s and 1950s. These were types of surgeries that actually worked, had serious side effects, but it worked. So taking out part of the brain disrupted that repetitive process. Now, I'm not saying, you know, we're going to go back to doing lobotomies, but apparently a study conducted at the University of Laval in Quebec, Canada, looked at 19 patients who went through a type of psychosurgery called bilateral capsulotomy, and it basically created little lesions in parts of the brain called the internal capsule as opposed to ripping brain tissue out, and they found that 34 out of 40 patients got better, all right, with the surgery, 37% even. So something to think about. All right, guys, don't go away. Let's talk about elephants and tuberculosis. Let's talk about smokers costing employers $6,000 more a year. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.